deadly financial leverage. Okay, you got my attention with this research paper. I gotta admit, when I first saw the title, I thought we were gonna be diving into like a Wall Street thriller or something. But then, well, let's just say the reality is a lot more grounded and a lot scarier in some ways, to be honest.
Yeah, it's definitely a fascinating deep dive. And you're right, the reality is it's not a Hollywood thriller, but it does have some pretty major real-world consequences.
Exactly. So, for everyone listening, the paper we're looking at today is called How Deadly IS Financial Leverage: Evidence from Care Homes During the COVID-19 Crisis. And we've got our financial expert here to, help us make sense of all the jargon and the numbers.
Happy to be here.
Okay, so first things first, care homes. I mean, that's not exactly the first industry that comes to mind when you think of like high-stakes finance.
Right, you don't normally see them on Wall Street. But, and here's the thing, English care homes are actually a really good, what's the word? A really good lens, I guess, for studying financial leverage in action, especially during those first couple waves of COVID.
Because
Tons of data. The researchers had access to all this publicly available financial data on these care homes. Plus, because of the pandemic, it created kind of like this natural experiment, with those first two waves hitting so hard.
like a before and after snapshot almost.
Exactly. And so they started digging into the data, and one of the first things they found, kind of surprising actually, was that just looking at whether a care home was owned by private equity, like whether it was owned by one of these big investment firms, that
No.
didn't necessarily mean higher death rates.
Really? That's not what I would have guessed. You'd think, I don't know, maybe those firms would be more likely to like cut corners or something to boost their profits, right?
Yeah, it's more complicated than that. See, what the researchers found was that a lot of these care homes are part of these really complex corporate structures, right? They're not just like standalone businesses.
I
So they had to like peel back the layers of the onion a bit. And that's when they started noticing these things called operating leases.
Operating leases. For those of us who didn't go to business school, what are we talking about here?
Think of it like renting versus owning, but on a much bigger scale. These care homes were renting their buildings, and that kind of debt, it wasn't really being factored in when people were looking at a company's, its financial leverage.
So like a hidden credit card bill almost. You don't see it right away, but it can really mess things up.
Exactly, yeah. Like having this whole other debt that no one's really paying attention to.
And that's where things start to get kind of scary, right?
Yeah.
Because if you don't even know how much debt you're really dealing with.
Right. If you're not seeing the full picture, you can't really assess the risk. So the researchers, they basically had to become like financial detectives. They had to go through all these records and untangle all these ownership structures to figure out how much leverage there actually was.
And what do they find when they finally, crack the code?
Well, once they factored in those operating leases, they found that care homes with high levels of this, like hidden leverage, they had double the death rate during that first wave of COVID compared to care homes with lower leverage.
Double. Wow. That's a pretty stark difference. And I mean, we're not just talking about numbers on a spreadsheet here. We're talking about people's lives. So how do we even begin to explain that connection? Like, how does too much debt, even hidden debt, how does that translate into more deaths in a care home setting?
It all comes down to flexibility, or I guess the lack of it. Think about it. Companies with high leverage, they're operating on these super thin margins, right? So when something like a pandemic hits, when everything gets thrown up in the air, they don't have a lot of room to maneuver.
So they're forced to make cuts.
Exactly. And unfortunately, in a care home setting, those cuts, they can have a direct impact on the quality of care. Maybe they have to let go of staff, maybe they can't afford certain supplies. And in a pandemic, those kinds of things, they can have devastating consequences.
It's almost like those care homes were, I don't know, set up to fail from the beginning, even if no one realized it. Like their financial situation made them so much more vulnerable to something like COVID.
And that's what makes this research so interesting. Because here's the thing, that link between high leverage and a higher death rate, it disappeared during the second wave of the pandemic.
Wait, it disappeared. How is that even possible?
Well, during that second wave, remember, the government stepped in and started providing a lot of financial support to care homes.
Right, like bailout money and things like that.
Exactly. And that's the key. Because that support, it essentially gave those highly leveraged care homes a lifeline. It meant they didn't have to make those drastic cost cuts that probably contributed to the higher death rate during the first wave. So it wasn't necessarily that those specific care homes were like inherently flawed or anything. It was more about their financial vulnerability at that particular moment in time.
Okay, so it's not just about who owns the care homes or even like necessarily bad management. It's about understanding this, like this underlying financial reality and how that can make or break a business, literally.
Yeah, and it challenges some of our assumptions about these things too, because when the researchers controlled for this more accurate measure of leverage, you know, once they factored in all that hidden debt, ownership by private equity, it stopped being a predictor of higher death rates.
Wait, so you're saying it wasn't necessarily bad to be owned by one of these private equity firms?
Right. It wasn't about who owned the care home. It was about the financial strategies that were being used. It was about recognizing that these high levels of hidden debt, those operating leases, they can create this dangerous lack of flexibility, and that can be a recipe for disaster in a crisis.
This is kind of blowing my mind here. So it's not about demonizing an entire industry. It's about understanding how these financial decisions, often made behind closed doors, how those decisions can literally have life or death consequences. And I'm starting to wonder, like, how often does this happen in other industries too? I mean, this is just care homes.
Yeah.
Right. It's like this whole time we've been looking at these businesses, these industries, and we're only seeing like the tip of the iceberg when it comes to their financial situations, right?
It's like looking at a company's Instagram feed versus actually reading their financial statements. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a much different picture, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So like, what can we even do with this information? I mean, I'm not a financial analyst or anything, but this feels important. Like knowing that this kind of hidden leverage exists, it kind of changes how I see the world, you know?
Absolutely. And that's the first step, right? Awareness. Now that you know about this hidden leverage, you can start asking those questions. Like, what are the company's long-term lease obligations? How dependent are they on these kind of hidden forms of debt? Because those things, they can really impact a company's ability to weather a storm, whether it's a pandemic or something else entirely.
So it's like, we need to start thinking about debt differently. It's not just about how much a company owes. It's about how that debt is structured. And how it might limit their options in a crisis.
Exactly. And it's about recognizing that those decisions, those balance sheets, they have real world impacts. They're not just numbers on a page.
We started this deep dive asking, how deadly is financial leverage? And I think we found our answer right. It can be a matter of life or death. But the good news is, we're not powerless here. We can learn from this. We can ask those tough questions. And we can push for more transparency and accountability from the companies and industries that we rely on. So, to everyone listening, stay curious, stay informed, and keep asking those questions. Who knows what other hidden truths we might uncover together? Until next time, keep exploring.